That's right. It's time to jump on the tours here, Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leak through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date. Today being the 1st of December. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 800, King of the Franks Charlemagne travelled to Rome to pass judgment on accusations of adultery and perjury levelled at Pope Leo III in the Vatican. Charlemagne found the Pope innocent and exiled the opponents who had brought the charges against him in the first place. In return, Leo III crowned Charlemagne Holy Roman Emperor, the first recognised emperor in Western Europe since the fall of the Western Roman Empire 3 centuries earlier. During a tour of what was then called Van Diemen's Land, Governor Macquarie gave directions for the layout of the city of Hobart on this day in 1811. Following the US presidential election of 1824, the US House of Representatives had to come together on today's date to decide the outcome of an election deadlock between John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson. Since neither candidate received a majority of the total electoral college votes in the election, the House of Reps had to decide the winner in accordance with the 12th Amendment to the United States Constitution. John Quincy Adams was the eventual victor, the first U.S. presidential election where the elected president lost the popular vote. Shame it wasn't the last. 1862, in his State of the Union address, President Abraham Lincoln reaffirmed the necessity of ending slavery as ordered 10 weeks earlier in the Emancipation Proclamation. The Buenos Aires Metro, the first underground railroad system in the Southern Hemisphere and in Latin America, began operation on December 1st in 1913. 1941, Emperor Hirohito of Japan gave the final approval to initiate war against the United States as part of World War II. 1955, seamstress Rosa Parks famously refused to give up her bus seat to a white man and was arrested for violating the City of Montgomery, Alabama's racial segregation laws on December 1st. Rosa's been called the First Lady of Civil Rights, and this was, of course, a massive moment in the history of the American Civil Rights Movement. As small of a moment as it might have seemed, the incident led to the Montgomery bus boycott, which lasted 381 days and was again another massive victory. Due to the Vietnam War in 1969, on December 1st, the first draft lottery in the United States was held since World War II. 1973, Australia granted self-governance to Papua New Guinea. 1976, Douglas Nicholls was appointed the 28th Governor of South Australia, becoming the first Indigenous Governor of an Australian state. Good on you, Douglas. Thriller, the sixth studio album by Michael Jackson, was released on December 1st in 1982. It would, of course, go on to become the world's best-selling album, still to this day, with estimated sales of 66 million copies. And finally, in 1988, Benazir Bhutto became the first female prime minister of a Muslim-majority country, that is, the country of Pakistan. What you found in me, you keep searching and searching your whole life. Got some famous birthdays for us as well. Funny man Richard Pryor was born on today's date in 1940. Colombian drug trafficker Pablo Escobar was born on this day in 1949. Director and accused child molester Woody Allen is 82. Jane Turner, Kath of Kath and Kim, is 57. The very funny Sarah Silverman is 47. Zoe Kravitz is 29. And the son of the late Steve Irwin, Robert Irwin, is turning 14 this morning. Happy birthday, Robert. Some famous musos for us as well. R&B singer Lou Rawls, he was born on December 1st in 1939. Fantastic voice, and we have been hearing one of his hits, You'll Never Find a Love Like Mine. Going out on something different today, though. Some more terrific artists. John Densmore, drummer for The Doors, he's 73 this morning. Eric Bloom of Blue Oyster Cult is also 73. Miss Bette Midler is 72. Happy birthday, Bette. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 40. Melbourne singer-songwriter Vance Joy is 30. But we are going in on this one this morning.
There once was a little girl who had a crush on a mad, mad boy. When that mad boy got out of prison.
Couldn't resist this one going into Yolande Visser of Die and Wood. She is 33 this morning. Tremendous artist, tremendous group. I absolutely love their work. Probably had a little bit of a crush on Yolande previously. This one is from their third studio album, Donka Mag. You'll hear Yolande singing some of the lyrics in Afrikaans, as they do on quite a few tracks. They are a South African trio. This is Cookie Thumper, taking us out on This Day in History for 2SER 107.3. Shit, 'cause I rhyme so hype. Put me in front of someone I don't like. I go.